Page Burners.
Welcome back to Page Burners.
Page Burners.
Page Burners. Where we go ahead and we review and read and find bad literature. We are returning back to Sonic High School, which is a total mess.
It is the best thing I've ever read.
You will regret this, says Sonic's mom. Oh, goodness.
All right. But yeah, so we're reading Sonic High School again. This is part three. If you haven't read parts one and two and have no standards, go back and listen to those. Well, quick disclaimer here. This podcast, we try to refrain from some of the more explicit stuff as much as we can, but that is kind of inevitable sometimes.
Yes, and even though we are kind of avoiding some of the harsher stuff, this podcast, still not for children.
Yeah, the Sonic High School especially, so, like, we're really fighting with that explicit tag in this one. So, yeah, if that's not your thing, if this has so much content warning in it, we're going to be dealing with a lot of homophobia in this one, a lot of racism in this one, and a whole lot of sexual content in this one. So, if that's not your thing, totally understandable. We'll see you in the next book.
Yep. Yep. And, yeah, we'll miss you, but we'll see you back soon enough. We also want to give a little bit of a shout out off to those of you listeners out there. We've gotten some analytics back and we've discovered that some of y'all are from foreign countries.
Yeah, so we have two listeners out of the 40 that have listened to us at this point that are from Germany. So, willkommen. I think I probably botched that.
Yeah, what was that?
Willkommen?
Guten Tag. Well, guten Tag, that.
And we've lost them.
We've lost them. I'm sorry, Germany. But I have reached out to a friend who has been willing to translate a common German greeting for me. That's a little bit more formal. So bear with me in the pronunciation. But he's told me to say, Ich bin ein Miskrell mit einem backpfeifen Gesicht. So I'm a...
That's beautiful.
I know. It really does tug at your heartstrings there. And I'm... just know that we love you and you're awesome. And I'm really glad that I'm able to say such sweet things in your own language.
And to the one Mexican listener that popped up in our analytics yesterday. Hola.
I'm sorry. We'll get a translation of something sweet to say in your own language because... But we literally learned about you kind of today.
Yeah. But yeah,
but welcome, hola.
Thanks for everyone who's listening. Most of you are from Apple Podcasts, so I'm really glad I finally got that working. Feel free to leave us a review after this. It helps a ton. You can be as critical as you want, make us feel sad, but then get better.
Yeah.
I mean, we're critics. That's kind of the whole point of this. So, yeah. Got to be able to take it.
Be a critic that criticizes critics. That's the most meta thing.
And we are as unqualified as they come. So, there's always something we can do better.
Be unqualified with us.
All right. So, let's get into this.
Okay. What do you got for me? I think I've recovered from last
time. I got pain and sadness for you. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. So, we're in chapter 11 here. Last we were off here, SBO Knuckles were fighting. They then were so into their fighting that they saw into each other's eyes and just started making out. And they loved each other so much that they performed a body donation, which was something discovered by the famous scientist Einstein. Knuckles essentially turned into like a wisp of air, flew into Rouge's mouth, and then Rouge gave birth to Knuckles.
Second time in like 2 days.
So now Rouge has two babies. Yeah, that's where we're at. This is Sonic High School. So Knuckles is apparently Rouge and Espio's baby. And everyone is happy that Rouge now has two babies.
Wait, how does Espio feel about still being a dad?
It's not okay. I think Rouge is more of a single mother in this situation.
Oh, man.
And everyone seems okay with this for some, whatever. So they finally sit down and they're like, well, we need to finally get a name for the original baby. Because otherwise, they're not going to be able to tell each other apart, despite the fact one is a purple chameleon and one's a red echidna. And the red echidna is not Knuckles.
Yep.
So they end up naming the original baby Knuckles Jr. And they name Knuckles, Knuckles, because he's still Knuckles, Tails has to remind us.
Well, thank you, Tails. You're a homie.
So, quote.
You're a homie of exposition.
Quote. Rouge was happy and walked out of the hall and then out of the school like a bat. And then Espio did the same thing, but in a way that was like a chameleon would instead. How would a bat and a chameleon leave a room?
You know what? I've got the image in my mind. This is good writing, Cameron. Don't you criticize this.
I don't have this in my mind, because these are anthropomorphic bats and chameleons.
Well, okay, so imagine a bat walking.
Okay.
Now imagine...
I can't imagine a bat walking.
And now imagine a chameleon do, but like a chameleon.
So he just pieces out, turns invisible like that one meme. Rouge just screeches and flies off into the rafters.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, that's a bad description. And I wrote, like, that's bad.
Sonic then says that there is, quote, there is one thing that everyone is forgetting. Sonic then decides this is probably a good time to rescue the kidnapped Charmy B.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, who everyone correctly assumes is just at Knuckles' house. Because Knuckles kidnapped him.
Wait, it's correctly assumed? So Knuckles actually did that?
Yes, Knuckles actually kidnapped Charmy B. And I never quite understood why in my three times reading this thing.
Okay. Maybe I haven't dug deep enough into the Sonic lore and the Sonic fandom to understand why Knuckles would do such a thing.
No.
I probably need a little deeper camera.
No. Okay, so Sonic then runs to Knuckles' house, and on the way, of course, they enters the Knuckles' house, because I guess he has a key or something.
Yep.
He runs into Knuckles' mom and informs her that Knuckles will look a little different, and that she shouldn't worry, because he's still Knuckles. She smiles.
That's not ominous.
She smiles, saying nothing, and then goes back to cooking. I also like that...
Okay, both Sonic and Knuckles' moms are kitchen-bound beings.
And just the worst, but in different ways. Either she doesn't care about Charmy, like literally everyone else, or she doesn't know that he's somehow locked up in Knuckles' bedroom. But anyway, Sonic goes up to his bedroom, unlocks Charmy's cage. Do you think... Did Knuckles' mom wonder
what the cage is for? Wait, he already had a cage?
He had a cage! It wasn't like Charmy was tied to the bed or something. No, he just... Knuckles had a cage. Did Knuckles' mom wonder what the cage was for? Mom, for Christmas, I want a cage!
Well, I also... And she smiled and did nothing and went back to the kitchen. Well, okay. This is probably the wrong question, but... Or do they have pets in the Sonic world?
Like, does a chow count as a pet? Because Cream has what is it? What's a chow's cheese?
You mean the water droplet thing?
Yeah, yeah. The ones that you beat up in Sonic Adventure 2, if you're the villains.
That's a thing?
Yeah, you remember in Sonic Adventure 2, there was
remember. I've never played this.
Oh, really? Yeah. So in Sonic Adventure 2, there was like a little mini game after every level where there was like a chow nursery or something. And okay. You could play mini games with the chow. You would raise the chow, like watch them hatch, and then you would like feed them candy. And then they, depending on how you treated the chow, they either turned, you know, really nice and playful and angelic, or if you abused the chow, they became, you know, dark and demonoid, and they just become jerks.
Okay, so it's Sega's Tamagotchi.
Pretty much. Okay. It's like a little Tamagotchi thing they threw in between the games. And because there was Sonic Adventure 2 had a hero storyline and a villain storyline, of course, it usually went that, Sonic and Tails would, you know, pet the chow and feed them fruits, and then Shadow would just be kicking them. All the time, just constantly throwing them across into a pond, and it was so bad.
All right, so the only reason I asked that was like, okay, do like, is there any red flag for Cage? Like, is he expecting, do they have a dog or anything like that? But I think I got my answer.
No, Sonic, or Knuckles' mom is just negligent.
Negligent. Let me get my German. let me read that German again.
Have I mentioned that I'm unqualified?
Okay, sorry. Continue.
All right. So Sonic unlocks Charmy's cage. Mm-hmm. Charmy, utterly nonplussed, declares he needs to rehearse for his school play, which Sonic completely forgot about because, quote, it was the gayest thing in the school.
Let me say this. I've kind of noticed a weird pattern that, like, important events are just always forgotten about until the author is like, wait, I need something else to happen.
Yes.
Oh, let me just have them remember that this important thing is happening.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I will at least respect the fact that there is a lot of Chekhov's gun in this story. Like, so many things.
Unfired or fired?
Fired.
Well, oh, both. Okay.
But there is a lot of, like, legitimately, oh yeah, moments that aren't good. They're not good oh yeah moments. Mm. They're not like, oh, I should have seen that coming. It's just like, oh yeah, that was a character that existed.
Oh yeah, that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
It's like if the limo driver from the first...
Nah, the limo driver's never coming back.
Oh, dang it. How about that Robotnik plan where he's going to use all the... Okay. How about Shadow tying Amy up?
Nah.
Okay.
I just destroyed my own statement.
Maybe I'm wrong. Here's the thing. By telling me ahead of time, you'll be bringing up spoilers for 10 minutes from now.
Yes.
So let's just move along.
Move along. Okay, so Charmy's got to rehearse for his play. He's completely unfazed. Mm-hmm. We cut to the next day, and Tails and Cream are together.
Okay.
They're in science class, which is, you know, an advanced science class, because Tails is so smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Cream is there because she, quote, wants to be mentally challenged.
Okay, that's the wrong use of that term.
Yeah.
All right. He wants to challenge herself intellectually, maybe. Is pretty much a better way to put that.
I mean, after reading this, we're all a bit mentally challenged.
All right. Well, that's a funny point, yeah.
We have a test in this class tomorrow, says Tails. Cream invites Tails over to study and chill.
Nice. Good for you, my guy.
Tails has a crush on Cream.
Naturally.
And eagerly agrees.
Naturally. Good. Go for it, man.
Quote, Tails wanted to seem like a sexy man to Cream. So he sprayed his dad's colon on himself.
I knew it was going to spell it colon. I knew it. That is so common.
He sprayed his dad's colon on himself and put breath wash in his mouth.
Oh, man.
I love it.
I love my dad's colon.
I don't like it. I hate that misspelling.
Oh, man. Someone's going to take that quote of me saying I love out of context.
The idea of being sprayed by his dad's colon, it's... Oh,
oh man. It's okay, let's move past the image.
The worst typo.
Past the image.
Cream is sitting in her room right now, and she just says out loud, I am waiting for Tails.
You know what? I'm waiting for the next part.
What do you think happens?
I'm sorry.
Wouldn't you know it, Tails comes flying in through her window and says, I am in your house now.
Tails, the homie, I'm sorry, nothing so far has made me hate Tails. I just love Tails.
The good old salad.
Good old salad. Oh yeah, salad of anger and
anger,
fire.
The devil, and lava.
That's anger, the devil, and lava. Oh man.
Cream apparently really likes the scent of Tails' dad's colon. Because she, like, gets really close to Tails and it's like, right in front of his face. Okay, so Tails and Cream study for a bit.
Okay, very good. Being mentally challenged is a good thing.
Of course. And then, I mean, what do you think happens?
They sex it out?
Yes.
Ooh, good. Good for him.
It starts with Tails having a norection.
Wait, norection?
A norection.
Oh, gotcha.
So, in chapter 6, the infamous chapter 6, he also makes this exact same spelling mistake, where it's instead of an erection, it's a narection. So, he carries this on, does the exact same spelling mistake in this one.
It's beautifully consistent.
It's consistent.
Well, he put colon in there twice, right?
Well, no, I just... Did he? He might have. I don't know. I was just making a joke there, but he might have also said the same thing. But point is, he's being consistent with his things. That tells me that it's purposeful. It's legitimately, he doesn't know how to say erection.
Well, an...
A-nerection.
Yes, excellent. Okay, there we go.
Or somebody in the comments was like, yo, you're spelling this wrong, and he just rolled with it. I'm down with all three.
All three are good.
Yeah.
Okay, so good for him. I'm glad that Tails, being a homie, got what he wanted. He's a sweet dude, and you can always count on him and knowing where he is.
Of course. Now, the rest of this chapter gets interesting, but it doesn't go too far. It goes far. It goes very far, but it only goes far for like two paragraphs. Some highlights. Tails declares that he has, quote, lusted after Cream's rabbit genitals since day one.
Wow. That is a sentence that has never been... Well, of course, this is very popular, but until it was penned, it was never spoken ever.
This did come out before Zootopia, yes.
In which
results in lots of fan fiction about a fox and a rabbit getting it on.
With this specific quote popping up many a time, of course.
Now remember, I can't speak today. Cream is currently dating Charmy, who, again, nobody likes. I know you are Charmy's girlfriend, but toss him aside and let my penis murder everything inside of you.
Murder should not be used in this context, or really any context. Oh, man.
So, she eagerly accepts because literally nobody in the story likes Charmy, including his girlfriend.
Why was she... I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's never answered.
Okay.
They start getting naughty, which you can tell because she also gets a norection.
Okay, that is actually something that's pretty consistent. Women getting norections.
Yeah, everybody gets a norection. It's...
Oh, man.
And that same thing happened in chapter 6. Mm-hmm. We then get a very graphic paragraph.
Okay.
It's something. Cream then suddenly becomes guilty about cheating on Charmy. So she says stop and says that she has to break up with him tomorrow and then promises they'll pick it up later.
Okay.
Chapter 12, the most important drama. What do you think the most important drama is?
Well, obviously, there's the play coming up.
Yeah, that is a drama.
That's drama, yeah. Oh, is it the drama breaking up with Charmy B?
No. As Sonic says...
Oh, man.
Sonic is writing in his journal, as he does, and writes...
Oh, yeah, his journal.
Quote.
Check out the gun.
A sickness still ravages my balls. as one writes in their journal. And yes, this is plot significant.
Very relatable.
So he writes that in his journal. He then goes to his history class and meets up with Amy. Amy says she has bad news. And Sonic says, that stinks. Do you want to have sex later? Amy says she's just so busy right now.
Okay, I gotta say, like, Sonic is stupid consistent about only caring about having sex with Amy.
Seriously.
Like, it's...
just like our favorite hedgehog does.
And then Amy, like, just not caring at all and being like, I can't. I got this. I got that.
I'm not feeling it.
And even though, here's the thing, a lot of the times it's pretty understandable why she doesn't feel it at that particular moment. But, like, that is there to, like... It's their personalities. Their entire personalities are Amy not wanting Sonic and Sonic really wanting Amy.
Which is a complete reversal of the canon. Anyway.
Which is brilliant.
Amy says the bad news that Sonic completely glossed over. She then says is the fact that she has to go see the school play.
Mm.
Now, quote, even the principal says that the play is super gay.
the principal says it's gay.
Unquote, yes.
Okay.
This kid really has something out for school plays.
Man.
Like, he can't...
he probably didn't get the part.
He can't talk about Charmy B without mentioning how everyone hates him. He can't talk about the play without it being gay or just... yeah, no, it's just always gay.
Yeah.
Always. That's how he describes everything that he doesn't like is everything gay. Is gay.
Which, I gotta say, like, when I first entered middle school, gay was probably, like, the biggest, like, insult. Yeah. And, oh, I got you. So, like...
I guess it's a product of its time.
It is definitely a product of
its time. Not that it was good.
It definitely not good. Not that it was okay. Definitely not good. Definitely not okay. But that was the oh, gotcha insult back then.
Yeah. But he really hams it up here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now people don't care if we're gay, right, Cameron?
Don't look at me like that. This took a turn.
I'm sorry. I just had to make that joke. It was...
oh, man. If we ever end up having more than 40 listeners of this, someone is inevitably going to write fan fiction about us.
You know what?
And we're going to have to read it on this podcast.
You know what? Here. Hold on. Challenge accepted. One of you out there has accepted that challenge.
Somebody listening to this was like, that's it. I got it.
That's it.
I'm the one. Submit your fan art.
Yep. Submit it. Do it. Bring it to us. Well, we'll have it for you.
And I will respond, thanks, I hate it.
Yes.
Anyway, Sonic agrees to go with Amy to the play.
Good.
Explicitly stating so he can get laid afterwards. He straight up says that to Amy. I will go to the play with you and then have sex later.
Well, that's the premise of, you know... naturally, whenever you go on a date, Cameron, yeah. that's what you say.
Now, you think that's the most important drama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, they meet up with a gang, including the babies, who just go with Rouge everywhere now.
Are they waddling around? Or are they just...
It doesn't ever describe them in motion.
Okay, that's true. Wait, does that mean that Knuckles hasn't returned home and he's just always with Rouge now?
I guess, yeah. Do you think Knuckles' mom? No, she wasn't concerned.
She's probably still occupied.
She's like, still in the kitchen or something. She's
just, it's so weird that it's just mothers are meant for the kitchen in this literature. Like, it's,
ooh, if someone takes that out of context, that
in this literature. In this literature.
Someone's going to take...
Don't take that out of context. Oh just my goodness.
Clip that sentence. Anyway.
Oh, come on.
Shadow mentions that Charmy is acting weird lately. Knuckles Jr., being the cool baby that he is, they actually say, like, how cool of a baby he is.
Yep.
Suggests that they look out for Charmy.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently Knuckles Jr. can see the future.
Yeah, yeah. He's a... what's that?
Seer?
Oh, man, there's a word for it.
Clairvoyant?
Yeah, he's a little clairvoyant.
Something like that. Someone's going to correct us.
Oh, definitely. Criticize us. Give us a 4-star review being like, it would have been 5 if they had remembered that it wasn't clairvoyance. It was blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, so everybody hates the play. Everybody hates Charmy, but for some reason, they're still concerned about him. It's really confusing. Sonic is then asked about Tails, and he confesses that Tails just hates him so much now.
Wait, Tails hates Sonic?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Salad of Anger, the Devil, and Lava? Because he
Wasn't that during the fight? That's because of the science fair.
Yeah, because Sonic didn't go to the science fair that Tails was supposed to be in, but Tails didn't attend anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Shadow confronts Sonic by saying about how he's hated for... You know what? I'm just going to read this paragraph.
Yeah, read it. Read it.
Tails still hates my body inside and outside, said Sonic with almost tears in his eyes, but he was too big and a man for that. It is so hard to be with best friends with someone who hates you and does not want to talk to you. I know how you say it, said Shadow. A lot of people hate me because I am dark, said Shadow, but I am not trying to be a supervillain. It's just who I am. Shadow squinted his eyes at the people around him in a way that is hard to describe and kept going. Excellent authorship right there. It's hard to describe.
Hard to describe, like a chameleon walking. Like a chameleon.
As a chameleon do.
It's a chameleon.
I do crimes in the city, but I am not a bad person. You can do bad things and mistakes sometimes and still be a good person.
But here's the thing, it sounds like Shadow keeps wanting to do those bad things.
You're not a good person if you continuously do the bad things. Anyway.
Yeah.
And people should still like you for it, unless you are a really bad person, like Eggman, who is a shit dick. Maybe one day people will see I am a good person, even if dark.
Cameron, I gotta tell you this. It's hard enough trying not to laugh while you're doing that Shadow voice. But then you go ahead and you say something like that.
I'm not saying this is. I'm quoting here. This was Dark Doom Firemaster who said this. I keep wanting to add a 69 to the end of it. Dark Doom Firemaster 69. Yeah, it just feels natural.
It does.
Sonic listened to what Shadow said so powerfully that it was like Sonic wrote down everything on a piece of paper and put it in a special folder. And put that folder in a safe place so he could always go back to read it. Then Sonic itched his balls. His balls were a wreck.
Wait, a wreck or erect?
A wreck.
Okay.
I like how this is just what we assume now.
Okay.
The class ended. I don't know why I'm doing Shadow.
It's a good voice, but...
The class ended, and the rest of the school did too, and Sonic went home thinking about how his balls were like two blimps covered in volcanoes that could fit on the blimps and itched as well. So Sonic
was massive blimps with volcanoes that could fit on the blimps but also itched as well.
Sonic goes home thinking about his gay ball problem trademarked. Sonic's mom announces that she's worried about Sonic's, quote, gay ball problem trademarked. Because it could be a mortal illness.
Oh, wow. He could die from this.
Yes. So Sonic just comes in itching, and Sonic's mom is like, you're gonna die, son. gotta get that looked at.
It's not like he, in the first chapter, he wrote in his journal that he was calling his doctor about it again.
Yeah, they act as if he hasn't gone to the doctor before. Anyway, so Sonic's mom's concerned, so he makes a doctor's appointment with a doctor.
Doctor's appointment?
Z-appointment, with a Z.
Oh, Z-appointment.
Z-appointment.
Sorry to our French, future French listeners.
I made a doctor's appointment, but first we will have dinner. I got more Chinese food because I know how much you liked it last time. Oh man, we're getting Chinese food.
Ooh.
You know what that means.
Fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies.
Oh no.
What do you think this one says?
So the last one was something like your glory and victory is at the tip of
the,
your
friend. The path to glory lies at the base of your friend's penis was the last one. All right, so this one
is going to be strangely prophetic.
One man's pubic illness will cause the death of millions.
So that's the one he gets when he knows he needs to go see a doctor about his...
Sonic is very worried about this because, quote, fortune cookies are magic and always right.
Why ever get a fortune cookie then? It seems like all of these are really crappy.
So Sonic goes to the doctors and, quote, Sonic did not like going to the doctor because he was Chinese. Like the food Sonic had and made him feel nerves.
Yeah, that's blatant racism. That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in particular, he even like mentions his, quote, very, very Chinese eyes. Like,
yeah, stop that. Stop
it. Straight up racist.
Straight up racist. Yeah. That's not good. That's no laughing matter. That's just racist.
No, that's just bad. The doctor tells Sonic that he has the biggest penis in his high school.
The doctor tells Sonic.
The doctor apparently keeps a ranking of
all of the high school penises.
Of the high school penises.
You know what? I would be nervous with this doctor too if he told me that. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just not right.
Quote, it is okay to talk about your penis and balls with the doctor, because that is what they do, even if it automatically makes them gay.
You know what?
The doctor made a lot of money, so it's probably worth it. Unquote.
Am I not getting my money's worth?
What?
Am I going? Should I be talking more about that? Should I be talking to my doctor about penis and ball problems more? Like, should that be the subject of in how my ranking is compared to other people?
Doctor, what's the news? Well, turns out your penis is about average size. No!
Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry. That's my tangent. That's my weird tangent.
Sonic's condition is dire. This looks bad, said the doctor, looking at the reports that the machines printed out about Sonic's balls. It looks like you have a big disease.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. The reveal is, quote, a big disease.
Oh, it goes on. It goes
you
on.
You don't need a bunch of machines if you're seeing the...
What do the machines do? It's anyway. Uh-oh, what do I do? Said Sonic to the doctor, really worried about the welfare of his balls.
Oh, yeah.
I do not know. This is a legendary disease that only comes around once every 1 million years. No one has ever found a cure for this disease, and what it can do is very bad.
Wait, how do... 1 million years.
As if we keep records that long.
Just and cave it's drawings. One case.
Cave drawings about one person that's... They, like, interpret some weird imagery as this person's balls.
Is
destroyed world.
Is this what it's the entire rest of Sonic High School is going to be about?
This is the most important drama.
Is this just the rest of Sonic High School? It's going to be fixing Sonic's ball problems?
It's going to be part of it.
That's excellent. I'm down.
This disease will go from your balls to your penis, and then up to your brain, and it can kill you eventually.
Straight from your penis to your brain.
There are other things that it does, probably, but I do not know, because it is so rare, and you will just have to call me up and tell me what it does when you find out. All I can tell you right now, Sonic, is to keep your balls away from everyone you know. Do not touch them to other people. Because it will spread, and they will die. And it will spread more, and the whole world may be at stake here. Please be safe, said the doctor,
in a calm way,
but also scared because it was so serious.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't this just an entire exam on this dude's balls? So isn't this doctor infected?
I mean, that assumes that the doctor touched the balls, which a doctor probably should have done, but...
Yeah...
Dude, I don't know the mechanics of gay ball problem trademarked disease.
This homosexual Chinese doctor who has a ranking of high schoolers' ball issues and has the intricacies of proto-paleo testicular disease.
I like that the machine printed out, like, oh no,
you have a big disease.
The big one. All right, Sonic is devastated because that means he can't have sex with Amy.
Oh, man.
He has to have his first sex with Amy, but Amy would be the first to die in that case.
Well, obviously, what he has... The conflict shouldn't really be there because, well, he's going to do it anyway.
Quote, Sonic thought about it, and it was the most important high school drama. What is more important, health or love?
I'm sorry, but Amy doesn't like you, Sonic.
And supposedly this is a global pandemic situation that could eradicate all of humanity.
And instead of quarantining Sonic or anything, or quarantining himself, he's like, no, I still want sex with my girlfriend instead of saving the world.
Sonic is a role model to all of us.
Oh, man.
All right, chapter 13, picking up Silver.
I'm sorry, but wouldn't castration kind of fix this? Like, amputate the infected area.
But then
area.
Someone has to touch his balls to do that.
Throw away the knife. Amputate the hands.
All right.
That's science. That's medicine.
Chapter 13, picking up Silver.
Okay.
Shadow. This is the least important chapter in the entire thing, but I'm going to go through this
real quick.
Speed
through, yeah.
Shadow is in a cool car, hunting for the Ultra Chaos Emeralds. A cool car that is black and red. The car is also Omega. The robot in that one game.
Oh, yeah.
Or in a few games, I guess.
Yeah, the same one from that Silver's in.
Sonic Adventure, I think. Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, so the car
the
is
one
Omega.
Where he's got a human girlfriend.
So, instead of being a robot, he's just straight up a car. Not even a Transformers car, just a car that talks, like a kit situation.
Cool.
Knight
Rider.
Makes a lot of sound effects here, like, said the car as it went down the big street with lots of other cars on it. And reek! That was bad. And reek! No, that's also
reek!
Bad. Reek! Yelled the car, doing a big turn through the busy intersection. Anyway.
Maybe it's a skirt! But it says reek.
It's like burv and reek. It's.
Okay, I get it. Onomatopoeia. Yeah.
It's so. Anyway.
I like it.
All right, we're going to dip into racism again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's him.
Again, Dark Doom Firemaster. Shadow.
69.
Shadow is looking for the Chaos Emeralds. He finds an alleyway with some blacks, as he puts it, who were just standing there and, quote, looked dangerous.
Okay.
Man. Shadow then shoots all three of them. The way he puts it is, the gun became used.
It doesn't even put himself at fault. Shot them dead.
It's very passive action.
Gun became used. The gun shot the people. Well, not, it's not the gun shot even. It's bullets happened.
Yeah, bullets happened, just as they do. Anyway, so he just, three black guys just standing there that looked dangerous, and he just kills all three of them.
That's bad.
It always bothers me when they say blacks.
Man.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's...
Anyway.
So, wait, does I... Not to ask if... the violence towards these individuals was, if anything, good came out of that.
He did get a Chaos Emerald.
Wait, so he just saw these people...
He had, like, a sensor that was, like, directing him to the nearest Ultra Chaos Emerald.
And he found them.
And he found them.
And then he killed them.
Killed them and
took it.
Yeah, reached into their pockets and took the Chaos Emerald. The Ultra Chaos Emerald. That's important.
Oh, so he just murdered people for the Chaos Emerald.
If you're wondering what an Ultra Chaos Emerald is, they are like regular Chaos Emeralds, but more powerful and have a secret.
Does the secret get revealed?
It immediately gets revealed. They grant a wish if you get all of them. You know, Dragon Ball.
But that's even... I think that's already what happens when you get all the Chaos Emeralds.
Was it a wish or was it just turning into Super Sonic?
I think that was the wish.
I don't know if that was a wish. Because otherwise Sonic needs to get a new wish. Because he seems to do that a lot.
Running around at the speed of sound.
Got places. Anyway. Shadow, after a job well done, goes and gets a burger, which he always does after finishing a crime.
That's the way it puts it.
That's the way it puts it, yeah.
Wait, so it acknowledges that that was a crime?
Yes. No, he does crimes in the cities. He's pretty open about that.
I know.
But even though he does bad things and does crimes, he is still a good person.
I know, but it acknowledges that the murdering of those three people...
Yes. Okay. They looked dangerous. They looked at him.
But still, that was a crime.
Yes,
he admits that.
Oh no, he doesn't justify anything. He's happy to do crimes,
but he admits that it's a crime.
Yeah, like he has always admitted that he does crimes.
Okay,
like specifically says he does crimes in the city. He himself says that.
All right.
So, what does he do next? Well, he goes to his car again, Omega the robot, and just pleasures himself graphically for. A number of paragraphs.
Inside a robot.
In the gas tank, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
what the crap? Okay.
I'm not going to go into any of that. He then gets back into his car. He drives over to Silver's house, but on the way, he gets pulled over by the police. And just openly jacks off.
In front of them.
In front of the police.
And... are they still asking for a license and registration at that point?
And then the police is like, sir, can you please stop playing with that gear shift? That's not a gear shift.
Wait, that's the joke?
And then that's the joke. And then he drives off. I'm assuming leaving the police officer in stunned silence. And then Omega announces, you have broken another law.
Why does Omega stay with Shadow if he's counting and, like, being judgmental and being jacked off on? And
half of this chapter is just graphically detailing his jacking off. Shadow then goes to pick up Silver, who is also in the play. Silver says, thanks for the ride, and I'm pretty sure that is the only dialogue he has in the rest of the book.
All right.
Yeah. Chapter 14. Okay,
no one likes Silver. Nobody.
Pretty universally, yeah.
Pretty universally.
Chapter 14.
Little thing. Is Silver the anti-Shadow?
Like, in this or in canon? No,
like, in canon. So, like, if... So, Sonic is Sonic. Shadow is the anti-Sonic. Is Silver the anti-Shadow?
I mean, I feel like if you're the anti of another person, that person is automatically the anti of you.
Yeah, but...
No, Silver, in Sonic 06, I think it was Silver was, like, from the future, and then went back in time to stop Sonic from somehow destroying the future.
All I know is the fan dub, which is basically saying, all I know is nothing.
Yes. Oh, man. Highly recommend the Sonic 06 fan dub.
Highly recommend the Sonic 06 fan dub. And the... Sonic Riders and just a ton of the fan dubs that Penny Parker does.
Yeah, shout out to Snapcube. You have no idea who we are. It's fine.
Yes, we love you.
anyway, chapter 14, the play.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic and Amy go to the school play, which only old people and students that have to go to.
Go to.
That's me butchering that because I'm unqualified.
That's excellent.
I mean, yeah. That's typically how school plays go, is just parents and students that didn't want to go to it.
I actually enjoyed going to those
things. Yeah, but we're nerds. I was in theater for like a year, and no, every year of high school I tried to do something in the theater.
Mm.
But even then, like, I didn't want to go to someone else's play, I just wanted to be in it.
I enjoyed going to see people's plays, I really did.
No, I'm not saying they weren't, you know, good, but... That's typical. What am I saying?
What are you saying?
I don't know. I don't know.
Answer me.
Anyway. The place was so full that Sonic and... I'm quoting. The place was so full that Sonic and Amy had to sit in bad seats, surrounded by strangers that could have been dirty or usually did crime. Unquote.
Okay.
What? No.
Because poor people are also dirty people, and they're also criminals.
Not even saying poor people; it's just people who go to a school play.
Well, the bad seats are for those people that
I don't. Okay, did your school have like premium seats?
No, but the implication is if you couldn't afford the good seats, then you're poor, and then the further implication is if you're poor, you're dirty. And if you're dirty, you do crimes.
Yeah, it is a... Okay. Sit in the bad seat. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah,
that's the weird implication of this.
Anyway, pretty much the entire friend group is at this play, even though everyone hates it. In, you know, different places. They're not together. Notable is Shadow, just standing around places. But he did not get in a seat because he was too bad for that.
Yeah, you know Knuckles took two seats, which is a crime against man and God.
I don't know. Knuckles is kind of small now.
He'll make it work. He'll find a way to do that crime.
Amy says, "We're at the play now." Amy, that is Tails' thing.
Stop
encroaching on Tails' thing.
Don't butcher the homie's line, okay? I still really like Tails here, so don't do that.
Sonic is concerned about Charmy, who's been acting weird. But he's also kind of says he's hoping that Charmy will mess up and make a fool of himself. So it's not very clear.
I hope Charmy's okay. Bastard, I hope he sucks.
the way it puts it is... It's going to start now, said Sonic to Amy. What I am wondering is not that, but... It is if Charmy is going to mess up big time because he has been acting weird all week. I bet you he will.
Okay.
Sonic laughed about this because it did not really matter to him, but it did to Charmy. Who's Sonic? I don't know. Everyone hates Charmy, apparently. I feel bad for Charmy.
Especially, what is it? Dark Doom Bringer?
Dark Doom Firemaster 69. They're doing... Okay, what kind of play do you think they're doing?
I don't know, like a...
Nativity, yes.
What?
Yes. They're doing a Christmas nativity.
How is that the gay play?
it gets weird, dude, because this ain't no nativity
I've ever seen. This isn't your grandma's nativity.
Ain't your grandma's nativity.
This is a high school production of Jesus's birth.
Yeah, it's apparently... Apparently, Sonic High School is a Christian high school or something like that.
Oh, man.
It doesn't say that, but anyway. So, Silver plays Joseph. Charmy plays Mary, because everyone thinks he's a girl. And baby Jesus is Knuckles, who was fitted for the role now that he was a baby.
Wait, so Sonic came to see this to see Charmy fail, but one of his best friends is in the play?
Yeah, pretty sure Knuckles is also making fun of the play, so it's... Anyway. Alright, I'm gonna read...
Wait, is Knuckles Jesus?
Yeah, Knuckles is baby Jesus.
Is that gonna come further?
Here we go, man.
Okay.
Buckle up.
Okay. I wonder what Dark Doom Firemaster 69 thinks... How he thinks the nativity actually went.
I am very certain that this is... That at what I'm about to read is Dark Doom Firemaster just taking the piss.
Okay.
But it's still beautiful. Because there's no way he actually... Anyway.
Yeah.
The play eventually started. And it was just as gay as you thought it would be. There was singing and songs. But otherwise, it was just like the Christmas story always was. Mary got a letter from an angel saying she was going to have a baby. But she did not want to have the baby at home because the king would not let babies vote. So Mary and Joseph rode bikes all the way from London to Jerusalem. When they got to there, the hospital was full, so they went to a barn and had a baby in there. But it turned out to be the legendary hero, Jesus. Through the whole play, Silver did a really good job and Charmy did an okay job. But everyone sure believed he was a woman because his voice was so high and girls.
Okay.
Then they got to the ending where Mary was to have her baby out. Mary flipped onto her front and Joseph pulled Jesus out of her butt, which looked totally fake. Sonic could tell, even with the special effects.
Wait, so they had to... They faked the birth?
Yes.
But they still have the description of having knuckles pulled out of Charmy B's butt.
Yes.
All right.
So Joseph held Jesus up to show God and then gave him to Mary.
What is...
Who was actually Charmy. Charmy looked at Jesus, parentheses, knuckles, unparentheses, really close, and then reached into his clothing with the hand that was not holding him, and pulled out a knife. Time to get murdered, said Charmy as he started to kill Knuckles. Just as he began to do this, Silver bodily flew into them and knocked Knuckles up, bad phrasing, and away from Charmy.
Yeah.
So everyone's freaking out now.
Yeah, because midway, Mary chose to kill...
Oh, no, this isn't the play anymore. No, Charmy is legitimately trying to kill...
Why do it in front? Why now? Why here?
That's a very good question. I do not have intelligent answers.
Okay.
Everyone's panicking. Amy's like, what is happening? And Sonic says, Charmy is trying to kill Knuckles, obviously. Suddenly, a gunshot came from the back of the audience. Shadow just straight up shoots Charmy in the head.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The bullet bounces off and into the ceiling. This causes a light to fall down, which fell into the backstage props, including an actual bomb that they, quote, used for some things. What is a high school play doing with actual live ordnance?
Well, you know, at the end of the nativity, that one part where where the camera explodes.
Oh, man. The bomb is not a prop at a nativity play at a high school named after Sonic the Hedgehog, who is also a student. Anyway, the bomb explodes.
Naturally.
The author describes the explosion, quote, like a bunch of horses made of fire running through the place.
Okay, that's an image.
This gets understated so much. Nobody is interested in the play anymore.
Wait, you had to say that?
That's paraphrased, but it's the same energy. It's like no one was paying attention. Blah, blah, blah.
The play's over. Yeah, Mary is dead.
Quote, suddenly people did not really care about the play anymore because the place was full of fire and could kill you, unquote.
Well, yeah, like, I'm sorry, no one's... playing their part anymore. Like, the play isn't continuing as this live ordinance goes on.
Sonic grabs a near-unconscious Amy and escapes because he is fast. They meet up with Rouge and Knuckles Jr., who predicted this would happen.
And told no one?
Yeah. Knuckles Jr. does not believe in see something, say something. The TSA hates him. Can't believe Knuckles Jr. didn't predict
9/11. Oh my goodness.
Sonic looks back in and sees the deaf lunch lady from before, carrying women and children specifically, out of the auditorium.
Okay.
Leave
those men to die. Like
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
The lunch lady is apparently strong after years of carrying trees from frozen Mongolian forests back to her village as a child.
I kind of want to know more about this lunch lady.
Don't worry, we will.
Wait, so she's like a rugged lumberjack
from Mongolia. Who would carry entire trees through the frozen Mongolian countryside.
That's dope.
She brings...
Oh, that's dope.
She brings out Cream, but not Tails, because he is not a woman or a child.
It says that?
Yes, it actually specifies that.
Okay.
Sonic, who still believes in friendship, rushes in to save Tails, who has passed out at this point.
Okay.
Putting aside his fears of looking gay, he starts kissing, you know, Tails, because CPR.
So he doesn't understand CPR.
He doesn't understand CPR.
Dark Doom Firemaster or Sonic?
No, Dark Doom Firemaster.
Okay, good.
Like, everyone subscribe, like, oh, he started kissing him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadow runs in and announces that Charmy is now, quote, running through the school like a murderer now. I do want to say this was, you know, published just before Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Sonic hands Tails off to Amy to finish the makeout session, giving her a quick grope before running off to stop Charmy.
You know when you're about to do something heroic?
Is that heroic? I don't think that's heroic.
So you give a quicker grope.
Just a quick grope on the way out as... I don't want to say as you do.
No, come on.
No. Anyway, chapter...
I want a voice clip to clip you now.
Chapter 15, Killer on the Loose. And he spells loose with a C instead of an S.
Oh.
Author's note. I wrote this chapter on a train!
I like that.
It's my favorite author's note ever.
Like, he's so excited. This childlike wonderment for being on a train after such a terrible chapter, you know?
Trains are dope, man.
They are dope.
Shadow and Silver continue the chase, while Sonic breaks off to have a very graphic and detailed poop. It was such an emotional poop that it clogged the toilet.
Emotion. If emotion could clog.
An emotional... Yeah.
Was it so bad that the HOA has to put up fans?
That's at school. Okay. But, yeah. Anyway, we have to know that he poops. And he runs off to go find Charmy.
Mm-hmm. I thought Charmy was dead. He was shot in the head.
Oh, no. The bullet bounced off.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that. So, Charmy survived, and he's now running through the hallway.
Wait, is this just, like, the next day at school?
No, this is immediately after.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all running to try to find Charmy and put a stop to his murderishness.
Good.
So, the gang split up.
Wait, is Knuckles actually dead?
No. He says he started killing Knuckles, but he didn't kill Knuckles.
Okay.
Bad phrasing. Anyway.
Bad phrasing.
Sonic goes to the art room, because they split up. He then remarks how, quote, again, homophobia, quote, Charmy could not control his gay urges like everyone else, and used all the colors in every picture, where like Sonic just used blue, and Amy just used pink, and other people were also normal like that.
Wait, did that sentence imply
that everyone is gay?
Yeah. Everyone else can control their gay impulses, but not Charmy B.
Everyone has the gay impulses. It's great. And then apparently everybody paints using one color. It kind of reminds me of that scene from Doug, Nickelodeon. You remember that show?
Barely. I think I was just a little too young for
that. It was like, yeah, it was a 90s show.
You're a couple years older than me, so.
I don't remember much of the show either because I was born in 95 and it was, Heyday was in the 90s.
Yeah.
But there's a bit in there where the school bully is found out to be really gifted at art. Hmm. And he draws a detailed multicolored sunset using only blue paint. And it wasn't like multiple shades of blue, like straight up it had other colors, yellow and whatnot in there. And the whole joke was, wow, you painted that with only blue paint? And that's what that reminds me of.
Okay. I was like, wait, what the heck?
Anyway, so let it be known that if you paint using every color, you're gay. You gotta control those gay urges.
You know, in
just like the rest of us
in art school, that's exactly that. Actually, sounded a lot like an intro to art teacher being like,
"Yeah,
look, I've chosen one color, and that's all I use. So I bet you that control yourselves.
Anyway, so Shadow goes into the, quote, car-fixing room. Shadow remarks about how Charmy was too unmanly to fix cars, and, quote, it was weird how Charmy could now do something that was so manly, like killing. Silver goes to the gym. Silver thinks about how bad Charmy was at sports, so it's weird he could be the killer.
Naturally.
So, just... everybody is
terrible here. Except for Tails, of course. Tails is great.
Except Tails, who gets his homie laid with an invisibility hat.
Yep.
The three of them run around...
Way to go. I wish I had... I'm kidding.
The three of them run around and get tired, finding no trace of Charmy B. So they take a break. Meanwhile, Amy needs to go to the bathroom, and Rouge follows. Even during an active shooter situation, the women's restroom still has a line. So Amy decides to use the men's room instead.
Okay.
Again, so many weird priorities.
That's weird.
As they enter the men's bathroom, they are slammed by the scent of Sonic's poop, which Amy recognizes immediately. Quote, I have heard this smell a million times before.
I've heard this smell.
I've heard this smell, said Amy to Rouge. This smell is Sonic's poop. They go into the stalls anyway because nature calls.
Yeah.
They exit the stalls only to see Charmy there waiting for them.
Wait, he's waiting in the poopy bathroom
Psycho
stall?
Music plays. Ah, it's you! You're a murderer! Not yet.
I'm sorry, you said that in such a, what's that one? John Mulaney?
A little bit.
Ah, you're...
is a murderer! Not yet, but now I will start to be by killing you. They try to stave off the assault by wafting some of Sonic's poop fumes at him, but it has no effect. Charmy runs at Amy and cuts her in the leg because he's so short. Amy screams, I'm dying, and gets dizzy. And then, Rouge, trying to keep Amy awake, tells her to use her special move. What do you think Amy's special attack is?
I know she canonically has a big hammer, so naturally she has that, and she's gonna hit him with the hammer.
No, unfortunately.
Is it more?
This is the weirdest thing ever, and it makes me so uncomfortable reading.
Is it a sex thing?
Not quite.
Okay.
Use your special move if you can. Amy knew what Rouge was talking about, so Amy used her special attack. Amy shouted, girl blood! And opened her legs, and a stream of blood shot at Charmy.
Girl blood.
Since Amy was so good at being nice and caring, which is using your heart, Amy was able to speed up her heart so fast that her blood pumped out of her wound on her leg like a super soaker filled up by vampires.
Okay. I'm a little glad that it went that route. Because when you immediately say girl blood.
Yes, I know. That is my... That's immediately what I thought when I first read this. I was like, oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
And then he starts giving the description of heart pump.
Okay, it's like, coming out of her open knife wound. Okay.
That's still not good. You've lost a lot of blood. How does Rouge know that this is the special move?
Apparently she's done this before. Do you have to have an open wound already to perform this attack? Is this why Amy never used this attack before in the games?
Is she like one of those weird lizards that can squirt blood out of the eyes?
Apparently, I guess. And also, her blood is acidic.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the blood hit Charmy in the face and body and all over, really. And it was steaming and burning him. But he looked like he didn't care. Amy looked shocked and yelled, how can you be so invincible?
Oh, we learn. We learn why he's so invincible immediately.
Rouge goes to bite Charmy, because apparently Rouge can bite people and make them fall in love with her.
Oh, it's like a vampire thing.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. So Charmy advances, and Amy and Rouge are pressed up against each other in fear.
I was not expecting the Charmy B boss battle to be so hard.
Hardest boss in the game.
Hardest boss in the game.
Amy and Rouge press up against each other in fear, looking like, quote, the sexiest Legos ever.
Wait, what? What? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Nowhere in this...
This was even way before the Lego movie.
Yes, like, because Legos didn't exist before 2012.
I know that. I know that. But the thing is that, like, I can see someone making fan fiction about, like, characters in the Lego movie, but describing a block person, like a default Lego,
it has nothing to do.
It has nothing.
At no point did I ever get the description, oh man, Rouge and Amy look like Legos. What? It's the... We've heard a lot of dumb similes here, but this one's dumb because it just doesn't work
at all. It's not even a salad of... Anger the devil and lava, like, which you get, kind of. It's just, this is nonsense. It makes...
Tails bursts into the bathroom, throwing some electronics at Charmy, who then short circuits because he's a robot!
Tails is the true homie!
Does it also... Okay, so when asked how he knew that Charmy was a robot... He cites that he was unaffected by Sonic's poop smell. Everyone's affected by Sonic's poop smell, so he must have been a robot.
Also, how did he know that? He wasn't in the bathroom yet.
That also implies... Yeah, that implies that he was present. Which is... And he's just kind of
watching the girl!
The girl! The gang all meet up again. And being that they're so tired, the deaf Mongolian lunch lady makes them all chow meat sandwiches. Which also raises another question.
The traditional Mongolian.
As Mongolians do.
Sorry for our Mongolian.
Aren't chow... I mean, I guess you don't know this because you didn't know what the chow thing, but aren't chow sentient in the Sonic universe?
Wait, hold it. It's that sandwich?
Yeah. The chow. Like C-H-A-O. The creature chow.
Are they eating dog? Like a pet?
I mean, that's the only time we hear about Chow, which is kind of weird because Cream's whole thing is she has a pet Chow named Cheese, so it's like cream cheese. But oh well. Man. I don't know about the lore of Sonic High School.
Okay, I know this is not the place, but like, what would it even taste like? I imagine them being like bug water droplets.
I mean, they're not water, actually. They're just blue.
Well, and they got little bug wings.
I imagine them being rubbery. Kind of like...
Like an octopus?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of that calamari feel to them.
Yeah, that's definitely... You don't want that feeling in a sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of chewy.
You want a clean break when you're biting into a sandwich.
Nice crisp.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Unable to truly rest.
That's the analysis that we're definitely unqualified for. Sorry, go for it.
Unable to truly rest, Sonic wonders where Charmy was, who made the robot, and so many other things. High school drama is just so crazy to be a part of. Unquote.
Your day-to-day high school drama.
High school, so busy.
Okay, twist. It's either Robotnik, because dude makes robots, or it's Tails, or...
Do you want a spoiler?
Don't spoil it.
I so want to spoil it.
Don't spoil
it. I so want to spoil it.
We'll learn.
Okay.
Sonic's mom, you will regret this.
I'm just going to apologize. We're going to stop there, because we're over time here.
Okay.
I know the next episode is not going to be published for 2 more weeks. I'm just going to apologize ahead of time because the next one is very uncomfortable.
Okay.
It gets weird. Anyway, thank you for listening to Page Burners. I apologize for everything I have said in this entire podcast.
Yes, I do apologize for most of what Cameron says as well.
Yes.
Do you follow us on Twitter?
Oh yeah, we have a Twitter now.
Yeah, we got a Twitter.
We made it just before, like, minutes before starting this.
Yeah.
It is at PageBurnersPod. Yep. Not to be confused with at PageBurnerPod, which apparently was another podcast with our same premise and same name. That we didn't similar know existed. Name.
We got an S.
Similar. Yeah, we have an S at the end.
We got an S.
That we didn't know existed until we already started recording three. We got, I think, four episodes in.
Yeah, and then we discovered that they existed.
Yeah.
They only have one episode.
And that was 2 years ago.
And you know what? Thrown out to, you know, help me help you. We actually really like that.
Yeah, we listened to it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Do recommend Page Burner by Jasper is what they go by.
Yeah, but come back to us.
Yeah, please come back to us. I'm lonely. I need you. Please. Also, not to be confused with at Page Burners, which is a website devoted to hooking young adults up with good young adult literature.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to do that in a different way, different structure, different
good folks. Literature.
Well, we love to hate it, and we hate to love it, and that's a kind of goodness that I can get behind.
Also, we didn't realize they existed either until we just made the Twitter just now. So, apologies to Page Burner Podcast and Page Burner's the website. If you want to send us some angry mail, either of you guys or anyone else that's watching, we can also be reached at pageburnerspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, that's it.
And again, that's at pageburnerspod
at Twitter.
On Twitter, it's at pageburnerspod, and then pageburnerspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Excellent.
Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And
yeah, you know what? Yeah, send a good review. Yeah, anything else we want to cover here? No, I think we're good. You want some more French onion soup?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Yeah, go take some more. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. I'm pretty proud of it.
I got nothing for this made up.
I'm talking about French onion.